This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. And we'll get through a lot right here as we sit in the wake of the draft. Was it a good Cowboys draft? What are the experts saying? What did Will McClay say? And how are they going to use Zeke in 2024? Those stories and more right here in the C-Note. General at your service. There's Broadus. You have Lucius Alexander. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Of course, Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Will McClay on the offensive lineman says this is one of the stronger O-line drafts we've seen in a long time, and we're going to block out the sun on the left side of the line and have a strong side there. Okay, so you have Smith, you have Guyton, and you have BB he's planning on. How much of an improvement is this going to be, like, size and athleticism wise, guys?
Size wise, huge. I mean, I think Cooper BB is such a bigger, more physical center prospect than what you had with Tyler Biadasz. Athletically, we know Tyron was a freak athlete, but at this stage in his career, I mean, Tyler Guyton could be one of the more freak tackle prospects we've seen over the course of the last decade. So Guyton, I think it's tough, right? We got to kind of wait and see. Are there some learning curves there with him? Of course, he is transitioning from the right to the left side. One thing of note, though, and we got to talk about this with some of the scouts, Brian, on day three, he did have the blindside protection of Dillon Gabriel at Oklahoma, who was a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
So he is used to that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think the guy that's really more plug-and-play is BB. Just because of the number of snaps he's played in his career. You know, we were watching him last year thinking he was going to come out, and then he went back, play with his brother, right, is what he wanted to do at Kansas State.
Wow.
So he's added some more games to his resume there. But, man, I mean, this guy is like – he's like an old-school offensive lineman from the – like when I was watching football growing up as a kid, you know, the old – Rich Sauls, guys like that from the Rams, these big barrel guy, big barrel chested guys that get real close, kind of push shove, but his size, the mass and all that, that he's hard to deal with.
Yes, 6'4", 335 pounds.
322 is what he was.
Wide.
He was
okay.
Yeah.
Still, that's a monster. But, Tyler Smith, Martin, and him on the interior.
Yeah, maulers.
You would think that being that big that he would struggle as a second level player. No.
But he doesn't.
Was he just
available because there were so many other good linemen available?
He was the first guard on my board, and I think people were focusing on all these offensive tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were focusing. Maybe they were thinking that some of these offensive tackles are going to be guards. We heard that a bunch in the pre-draft prospect. Oh, well, he's a much better Morgan from Arizona. He's a good tackle, but a much better guard. Latham, Alabama, good tackle, much better guard. Yeah, I think there were some people that are probably projecting guys, and this guy was a pure guard. And I think people lost track of him along the way, to be honest with you.
So how difficult to move to center?
It's something he's played all the spots, but it's man, I I do say this. If he doesn't work out as a center, I know he could play guard. But the fact that he now centers a whole different ball of wax where snap, step, go. You know, right. That, you know, it's a little bit different from hand on the ground, fire off, and then go. Now you got to make sure you got the snap. You know, you got to make sure the shotgun snap. That's what we're doing all nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not going to say it's going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, this is a smooth transition, you know, until we see him. It's kind of like Barton from watching him at Duke. You know, everybody's like, he's a center, he's a center, he's a center. You have to go back to, like, his first year in college to watch him play center. Everything else was tackle or guard.
And what about all the cerebral portions of playing center as
well? That was, with Biotis, that was an issue his first couple of seasons.
It's tough.
Where Travis Frederick came in and immediately was, like, hand on ball, kneeling and pointing to, you know, and sliding guys and all that. And Dak, his first year, is like, okay, Trav, whatever you got, here we go, you know. And so now you got a veteran quarterback that'll help. But, yeah, you have to have a center that, you know, he's going to be with the – we'll see what happens at left tackle. But that's a veteran offensive line he's going to be in the middle of.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome analysis here of the Cowboys draft picks. Mike McCarthy on BB. I don't recall another lineman in a draft that has dropped as many defenders on the ground as Cooper. Everybody we talks to thinks it's a no-brainer for him to go in there and play full-time. He has played center in his college career, and I just think he is an excellent fit. Greg Ellis on the end in the second round said, he reminds me of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that is a good comparison? And what do you think of Marshawn Nealand, right?
Yes. I feel like, go ahead, Zach.
When it comes to reminding Greg Ellis of Nealand, that, I mean, I'd love you to speak on that because you're a guy that scouted Greg Ellis.
Yeah, I did. And this guy's not Greg Ellis, okay? And I'm just going to tell you this in a way. Greg Ellis, there's some stiffness to both their games, you know, as a pass rusher. The thing that made Greg Ellis different was his ability to get to the edge and then get around the corner. You know, Nealand, I think, is a much better run defender than what Greg Ellis was. But as far as where Nealand is going to have to work is as a pass rusher. Capable? Sure. But against the run, really good. Greg Ellis, though, for all his stiffness in the way he played, his ability to come off the ball, get to the edge, and then get to the quarterback is a lot different than where Marshawn Nealand is right now.
Sounds like you're going to use Nealand mostly for running situations.
This is if you told me that Dallas is sick of being not good on the edge in the run game, and this guy's the reason, or this guy can help him with that, drafted the right guy.
So if you're getting run on, you have Tank in the game, you have Nealand in the game, where's Micah, and what's your look like now?
Well, that's, you know, that the problem is we need to see what's happening at that one technique.
Yeah,
you
like Mozzie.
That's the, you know, there's the more, I hope that Mozzie recovers. I worry about Mozzie. I worry about him a lot. And it's not because I don't think Zimmer can help him and all these guys can. The weight, we'll see. How are things with everything else? The emotional side of the game, the preparation, all those things. How is that going to change for him? Because it wasn't very good this year. And that was a problem for him.
Yeah, for Nealand, I think the comp that I did like was Tank. You know, and to me, I don't think he has necessarily as much bend even as Tank did coming out of Boise State. But what he does have is the hand fighting. I mean, he does a really good job of hand fakes to set up linemen on his rush. That's something that not a lot of defensive linemen always have when they come to the NFL level.
Yeah, he is really good on that first step. And then after that, it's like, okay, you got a lot of ground. You covered ground here. You know, now you got to get around the corner. This is not a bendy guy.
This is terrific analysis, though, of the Cowboys draft class and what it means for the roster, what they have in mind. Let's go to what they said about the linebacker, Liufau?
Yeah.
Liufau?
Maris Liufau.
Liufau. Okay, linebacker that can rush, can play stack, can play on special teams, said McClay, adding that multiplicity into our defense is what Mike Zimmer wanted from that position. You can see those things from the guy, and he did it at Notre Dame. We feel like it fits in the defensive side. When you're watching this guy, whether it's highlights or tape, I don't know if you guys agree that it's not like anything's really flying off the screen. Is this a versatility play, like a linebacker that can help you with everything?
He's a traditional off-ball linebacker, and they can use him on the edge some as well. There is physicality. There is a sense of urgency. He's got size. He's got functional strength. Which you like to see in your linebackers. I think he might be maxed out size-wise. He's 6'2", 234. I think that's what the kind of player he is. But he is a good-looking kid. He's got patience. He's got discipline. I think he diagnoses plays well and stuff like that. There's some times where, like you say, he will run to the ball, make a tackle, make another tackle, and then maybe the fourth one, it's a miss. Maybe he threw his body in there and the guy bounced off him a little bit. But when you start to talk about does a great job of a guy getting after the football, this guy can do all that.
Good blitzer as well. He times that really well. He's good. I mean, he's a guy that down
the
line.
He covers really well, too.
He didn't allow a single touchdown. And I mean, his pass coverage grades were really, really good. He projects if he hits, you know, where they want him to go, he'll be wearing the green dot and making all the calls here in a couple of years.
Cool. Intangible guy. Okay, let's go to what the draft experts said about your Dallas Cowboys. What kind of a grade would you give it overall?
It's a B. It's somewhere between. Yeah, I think it was a pretty solid for what they did. I would have given it a B plus, maybe even A, if they would have found a way to grab that running back in the third round. I understand the linebacker. They don't want to go through that again. They don't want to go through what they went through last year with all the problems they had at running back. But to me, I would have maybe taken my shot at grabbing a runner, and then maybe fourth, fifth round, maybe looking at that linebacker group.
How long is it going to take round one to step in there, Guyton, and be able to be a good player?
Man, we always talk about plug and plays. I like BB as far as being ready to go more than I like the tackle. I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for that kid.
Hmm. Do you think it's possible some of the guys on the roster already could beat him out of camp?
Don't know that. I really don't, because, like I said, I mean, it's Matt Willetsko and guys that have been here a while just haven't done anything. Ball, Willetsko.
Yeah, I mean, I Richards. Can tell you Ball yeah, Richards. Is not, and Willetsko probably can't stay healthy. Maybe Awesome Richards. I'm intrigued to see what Awesome Richards looks like.
I say no because I don't know what Awesome Richards really, really is. Yeah. I know what he was at North Carolina this time last year. Hmm. You know, I had hope for that. But I don't know right now because they chose not to play him, and probably because he wasn't ready.
Done a great job of adding competition to that room is the main thing.
Somebody's got to play, though.
Guyton's going to be – I think Guyton and BB both start.
Mel Kiper gives you a B-, saying Nealon and BB have the talent to step in and play significant snaps, and he likes Kalen Carson, an underrated corner.
Yeah.
For four-year starter at Wake Forest.
He's a tough kid, and that's why I mentioned him in Krusty's corner, because I felt like that he's got that. I love what Al Harris does with these corners and how this kid's already super competitive. He's long. He's tough. He'll tackle. He's got the ability to knock passes down. Zach's right. He's got to get better at catching the ball. Don't knock them all down. Catch a few of those along the way.
Mel said not taking a running back in place of Liu Fowl, particularly with several good ones available, is what kept him from a higher grade. Is that the same with you?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they don't give a damn what Mel and I think, but that's my thought right there.
Chad Reuter, NFL.com, goes A-.
Let's go.
Chad must have liked Nealon more. That's what he must have done.
I mean, Dane Brugler loved Nealon. Nealon is a first-round player, and we love Dane. We trust what Dane has to say. I mean, we all see these guys a little bit differently. I think getting him at 56, I'm okay with it. But that was probably the one pick when they made it. I was like, all right, we'll see how this one pans out.
I had him more at 87 on my board than 56.
I would have loved
myself.
That.
Yeah, he liked Nealon and BB, excellent values, and said Leo Fowle should be a solid addition in the middle of the Cowboys' defense. And then he also liked Carson and the wide receivers. Flournoy?
Yeah, Flournoy.
Yeah, it's a cool name. Chris DiPrasso, CBS.com, gives the lowest grade that we'll see in this story. You can read in the morning news.
C plus. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the Cowboys are doing. I do know they stood by their word and attempted to rebuild the O-line. I commend that to Labibi in round two and Thomas in round seven. Guyton's very much a project who doesn't quite play to his workout. Nealon's another type, Y-type, who never came close to dominating in the MAC. Liu Fow plays with his hair on fire. I like that. Minimal coverage chops beyond following crossers, and he misses tackles at too high a rate for my liking. Flournoy can be a gem of this class. Sounds like the way he described it was a little bit better than a C+, but he ends up coming with a C+ there in the end. A lot of it's going to come down to how good Liu Fow is compared to those linebackers. I mean, you really put yourself out there when you have a need like that, when you have nothing in the linebacker room and you desperately need to run the ball. If Liu Fow can do everything that his traits say he can, though, you're going to feel great about that.
They absolutely love the kid. I mean, it was so evident in talking to the scouts and the coaches about him. They absolutely love that pick.
So, get a runner next year. You're not going to win it this year. How about you keep building and then get a runner right when you think you're going to go win the championship, because you need that runner his rookie year, his second year, and his third year to be fresh, okay? And don't give him 400 touches in any of those seasons. And now you have a chance of him actually making it to the end of his rookie contract being dang good. But I don't think you should be, you know, adding a high-profile rookie running back to a team that's not ready to go. You're just going to put a bunch of touches on a guy who's, you know, when you arrive in January, you want fresh and young at that position when it's time to contend. Okay, what's the deal here with Zeke? How might the Cowboys use him in 2024? Do you think he's going to start, Brian?
I don't think he's going to be the featured guy. I don't. And I think that they're going to figure out a role for him. I know there were some people, some discussions, people were throwing numbers at me of like he's not a good blocker anymore and all that. I think the one thing that I've always been able to see with Ezekiel was that ability to blitz pick up and have awareness to there.
100%.
And when you start to talk about goal line carries, short yardage carries, I think that's what he's going to be limited to. I think that's what – you need to find a role for him catching the football, though, too. There was a time when you throw him a screen, a swing, and it was a positive play. So I think that maybe you need to do a bit more of that, but I don't see him being the featured guy here. I think they're going to find another option there, or somebody else is going to step up and be the featured guy, and he's going to do a lot of the stuntman dirty work stuff that you maybe want him, maybe you need him to do.
903 says Maris looks and plays like a bigger Troy Polamalu.
Because of the hair?
The hair.
Yeah.
Got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
I believe that's the only thing that I would correlate to Troy Polamalu's game. Yeah, that's one of the most legendary instinctual football players you've ever seen level ever.
Him and Luke Kuechly were probably two of the most I've ever seen when it came to that, you know, being able to read as quickly as they do. But Maris is, like I said, they have a plan, and I think this is Paul Gunther, this is Mike Zimmer's, like, lieutenant, you know, senior defensive assistant guy who's been a defensive coordinator. You know, he's convinced Zim and the scouts and stuff that, hey, you do not have a linebacker like this guy, and we needed to go get one.
Thank you, guys. Sounds like we're going to get better at offensive line and run defense, exactly what this team needed to do. And I don't know if they executed it. We'll find out in the coming seasons, but I like where their thoughts and their hearts were at here when it came to their objectives. Todd Archer writes, in fact, the Cowboys will ask Ezekiel Elliott to be the type of back he was with the Patriots last season, an effective part of the running game, along with Stevenson. He led the Patriots in rushing with 642 yards. Mm. Jerry was asked after day two of the draft if Zeke could still be a starter. He quickly answered yes, noting how Zeke ended last season in New England.
It was 3 yards a carry, though, I think is where he was at.
Yeah, he scored 5 touchdowns, but he was on 3.1 per carry. So, yes, he is back, and until further notice, he is probably the most likely guy to have the highest touches, even though it'd still be by committee.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I say, it's a group of guys that do have experience, you know, but you've got a couple of them that can't stay healthy, and you got a guy in Zeke that's, like I say, if he was, it would make a lot of sense if they would have drafted somebody in the third and then brought him in as well. Now, if you're splitting times, especially like a guy like Bucky Irving from Oregon, who was drafted. If Bucky Irving and Zeke, now Zeke doesn't have to be the primary guy. I still don't think he's going to be the primary guy. I think they figure it out.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.